is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason Erb's with us, and Mike Parsons with us. Jason Erb is a brand new USAprepares.com instructor. His website is faucapitalist.com, F-A-U-X, faucapitalist.com. And Mike Parsons from Tennessee, he's continuing from the second hour, or from the first hour on to the second hour. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Vincent. Good to be part of your program.
That's great to have you here. And Mike Parsons is a pilot. He's a farmer, and he's an innovator. And we're going to be talking about investments, and we're going to be talking about precious metals, and we're going to talk about the Bitcoin. And, you know, we're going to talk about the concepts, the risks, the potential. And I asked Mike Parsons to stay with us because Mike Parsons likes precious metals the way I do. So this ought to be a lively, interesting discussion. And we're interested in learning your point of view. Jason, I just want to welcome Mike Parsons. Stay glad you're with us, Mike.
Thanks for having me aboard, Vincent. Merry Christmas, Jason, and welcome aboard.
It's great to have you as our newest instructor, Jason. So, Jason, you have this website. It's called faucapitalist.com. Tell us what you mean by faucapitalist.
That's what I started noticing, especially in 2007 with the whole subprime mortgage crisis and then the whole misdirection that they had in 2008 when they said that we're going to have this $700 billion TARP bailout to go and bail out those subprime mortgages. And then they actually used it to go and shore up the banks. And then it came out it was over $16 trillion. So it was a total bait and switch. And I just noticed with things like credit default swaps, unregulated insurance policies, this is the kind of thing that I would refer to as faux capitalism, meaning getting away from the free enterprise system that the United States was founded upon until shortly thereafter when there was a central bank that was instituted. So really the heart of the American ingenuity has been the free enterprise that you had, especially for 30 years after Andrew Jackson went and paid off the federal debt. Mm-hmm. And that's where you had some of the biggest gains in the economy and where the U.S. was really making its mark on the world stage around that time.
Okay. Love it. Love it. I wish I could get to your website. I was trying to post a link to it and the schedule, and our internet is down, so I have been unable to do that. So that's why if you take a look at USAprepares.com, you will not see Jason Erb's link yet. But as soon as the internet comes back up, I assure you, you will be up there on page one. So, Jason, let's talk about the appropriate uses of precious metals as an investment, and let's talk about that as barter. Now, I am an advocate of physical metal. I absolutely am. I have gold, I have silver, and I have copper, and I have lead. Lead would be a base metal, and but I mean, even ammunition is an investment today. But let's talk about the use of precious metals as an investment, because most people think of them as just a store of wealth rather than an investment.
Well, it's been the case that gold coins have been used for around 2,600 years in a widespread way. They used that in the Roman Empire. And then you look more specifically to the United States, and certainly the whole money supply up until 1933 was backed. 40% of all the loans they could make out, they had to have gold in order to exchange it. They had to have that in reserves. But then you had the confiscation, which most of the people didn't comply with. I say rightfully that they didn't comply because it was under false pretenses, where they then went and raised the price of the gold that they had they put in Fort Knox, and then probably went and sold all of it off if it's not physically transported. But then in 1974, Americans were able to own gold again, and this is where you had a big increase from that point until 1980, and it went up to around $850 an ounce. And then you had this 21-year period where it went down to around $250 an ounce. But since then, because of the massive amount of money injection into the system since 2001, but especially we see since 2008, that this is why gold had gone up over $1,700 an ounce. And silver as well went up to around $40 an ounce, getting close to the $50 high. And that's specifically where you had the Hunt brothers involved in buying the contracts, the futures contracts for that. But with gold and silver, that there's the whole historical usage and certainly that the very fact that you did have the government confiscation shows about how valuable that the gold and the silver is as well. But it depends on what kind of gold and silver. If you have the numismatic, then depending on how they define that, then that was free from the confiscation. But again, you wouldn't use that to trade. You would use that to hold on to. But then the thing is that even though if you wouldn't be able to openly go and trade in it, you would still be able to hold that as an investment. So like you're talking about, Vincent, absolutely that gold and silver. And I would add platinum to the list as well. This is what I wrote an article about 3 years ago talking about how that's the overlooked investment metal and currency. And with those three there, and of course you have palladium as well, which went up for 2 years, I think around the year 2009 or 2010, it actually outperformed the other three major precious metals. And so those are all good investments, but they each have their usage. That the big thing about gold is relative to the other metals, and it has more of a market compared to silver. Silver is a tighter market. But the good thing about silver, this has been pointed out by other people who know silver very well, like David Morgan, is that 70% of the usage of silver is actually they actually obtain it through base metal mining. And so when the economy is not doing so well, that the silver can still have a great investment value. And it especially does very well when the economy is doing very well because of how it gets that. But that's the thing, is when the economy isn't doing so well, then the supply of silver contracts through not as much base metal mining. Therefore, its value goes up. So that's a special thing about silver. But with gold, of course, a lot of the central banks own a bunch of the gold, and yet India going and acquiring more gold from the IMF's holdings. And there's talk about wanting to back up more currencies or a world currency or maybe the SDR with gold. And so that, again, increases the value of any gold holdings. But the biggest thing is in some sort of crisis situation, that gold and silver, of course, are going to be the most recognizable, and then gold more so for buying big assets, and then silver for buying some smaller assets.
You know, you mentioned mining, and I've heard this mentioned many times, and I disagree with it in a specific way. I've heard it said that all the gold ever mined is still above ground. And that makes people think that, well, you know, we still have all of it and it's still available. And that's absolutely not the case, because I have three keyboards in front of me. I have all kinds of electronic gear in front of me. And I've seen school systems throw out computers. I mean, they just got a 40-foot dumpster, and they heaped in monitors. They heaped in keyboards. They heaped in computers with memory chips, memory circuit boards, and central processing units, and they all have gold in them. The processors have gold. The memory has gold. The contacts of some of the circuit boards have gold. So that's in the landfill. So it seems to me that we are wasting gold and we are wasting silver. Every light switch I can think of that's made in modern times has silver alloy contacts. So when a light switch goes bad on our wall, we don't recycle it. We just throw it in the trash. So we're literally throwing away precious metals that are probably not thought of as being recyclable. Now, based on that, I don't see, just from a supply standpoint, if we're consuming more silver than we're mining, how can it not go up just from that standpoint? And then the same with gold. Have I lost my mind, Jason?
No, the whole reason that you haven't had gold and silver approach its more true market value of what it should be is because of all the commodity trading that's going on in the futures market, where it's been pointed out that you have around, I think in the case of the gold market, around 100 times the amount of physical gold that's actually on the COMEX market, that 100 times they're going and exchanging a value of just paper representations of future contracts. So you're absolutely right that they're, and you highlight another thing about the gold or silver that's out there, and people aren't even really thinking about that, about how they could use it. That's the thing. If there's going to be a more limited supply, especially if the coins would be, at least they try to legally confiscate them, that's a case where that gold and silver that you have in any different electronic equipment could be very valuable, because then there'd be businesses popping up to go and harvest that gold and silver. It's just that most people wouldn't know how to go about doing that, and there perhaps aren't enough businesses that are really into that to make it feasible enough yet, but that is an opportunity, definitely.
Well, I know a guy, I met him at the MAX, it's the Military Antiques Extravaganza, and he's a very wealthy man, young man, and that was his business. He was harvesting. He was harvesting computers, recycling them and harvesting the gold and precious metals that were in the computers that people were throwing away. And he was in a large city where, I mean, there was almost an endless supply of junk computers. And he made a fortune doing this. So, I mean, he's in the trash business. It's just he happened to be in the computer trash business. And it worked very, very well for him. So he found a niche market, and he did very well. You know, when you talk about confiscation, it makes me upset, not that you're saying it, but that the government would try to steal personal property from people. And they would try to steal gold and silver. I'm sorry, gold. Why would they try to steal it? Because it's valuable. Not because it's not valuable. But at the same time, today, you see these bald-headed shills on television talking about gold as a relic. That, you know, a relic that should no longer be used. But at the same time, the government confiscated it. In the 1933. Jason Erb, Mike Parsons, Vince Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jason Erb's with us. FauxCapitalist.com. F-A-U-X, capitalist.com. Mike Parsons is with us. And we're talking about precious metals, and we're talking about, you know, we're throwing away gold. There's no question about it. We are just throwing it away in the landfills. We are not paying attention. We're wasting it. And so here's the question, Jason. Bank digits versus ounces. Mike Parsons and I were talking offline in the last couple of days, and we talk a lot on the phone. We're like a bunch of girls, and we get a chance to chat once in a while. And when we were on until way past midnight last night, and we're talking about bank digits versus ounces of gold, ounces of silver. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the thing is, with actual physical ounces of precious metals, that you have some value that is been historically recognized for thousands of years, and in the crisis situation that even the banks that are still operating, you could take it in there and get it exchanged for whatever currencies that they're going to offer, and you can use it in the barter situation. But with electronic, then if you don't have access to the electronic network, then you're totally out of luck, at least in the short term of being able to exchange any value with that. And so that's absolutely the advantage of having some sort of physical store of value, and especially in the case of precious metals. But not only that, like any sort of physical commodity, especially foodstuffs, and that store well, that's real wealth in that case. And especially for an investment after, when things start getting better, and then you could go and exchange it for then perhaps the more practical things to be able to quickly exchange the value. But what you mentioned is absolutely right. And this ties into Bitcoin, which we're going to discuss, is that if there's a total breakdown of the electronic system, then your value is just stuck there. And it's the same thing also with so-called digital gold and silver, which is what some people are trying to push. They're big supporters of physical gold and silver, but then they're going and pushing the just numbers in a computer. And then, of course, the same problem would happen in that case as well. So there's no substitute for having actual, real, tangible value that you can exchange in your hand.
Jason, Mike, I have in front of me, my studio is also my office. So I do some my farm work and I pay bills and do some of those things. And I have in front of me two pieces of paper, and they're the exact size of a check. And one of them is for a little over $600, and one of them, that's a check to me, is written to me. And another check is I wrote a check to the veterinarian for some medicine I bought for one of our animals for $23. Now, neither one of those has been negotiated because I haven't brought them to the bank or sent them to the bank. Now, when I do, there will be a $600 deposit and a $23 expense. Now, when those will be recorded electronically. If the electricity goes down, if the internet goes down, the bank will not have the ability to let me know what my balance is. They'll have no idea. Without electricity, those two pieces of paper will have been lost because they no longer keep checks. They shred them, and they have electronic images of those checks. So without electricity, I won't be able to get the images. They won't be able to tell me what my balance is. And the only thing I can do is go by any printed statements that they may have sent me during that month, right?
Correct. And that actually leads into where it'd also be useful to have some paper currency from the government.
Mm,
At least
fraud.
That way it would still have some value.
Yeah, but we call them frauds, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars, frauds. So, yeah, I keep some of those frauds, and they have pictures of dead presidents on them. And I think that that's a great way to go for anonymity. Mike, what are your thoughts on that? Mike Parsons?
Oh, every now and then I run an ad on Craigslist, and I always put at the bottom, prefer silver coin, but will accept Federal Reserve notes at this time. And occasionally I have people call and ask, what is Federal Reserve notes? And I explain to them. And then other times I have people call and inquire, will I take a check? And I explain to them why, since the president, the guy occupying the White House, passed a presidential directive this time last year, allowing them to seize any account of a person they perceive to be a terrorist. And because of being a follower of Christ and a person who values the Constitution, i.e. I am therefore, in their eyes, a terrorist to the government. So I don't deal in their currency, in their form of exchange, if I don't have to. And I certainly don't take checks that I have to take to a bank, which they can or may not dishonor at any moment.
Hold up.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gonna work. We're back on High Speed Digital. I want to wish a Merry Christmas to our class, instructors, friends, family, and to the Muslims on Pennsylvania Avenue. Please celebrate Christmas with us and follow the honesty and integrity demonstrated by Jesus Christ. I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Jason Erb's with us. Mike Parsons is with us. And we're talking about cash now. It's not illegal to use cash. It isn't. I have some cash right in front of me. And I plan on using it today when I buy hydraulic hoses for our tractor that burst because of the extreme cold weather. Jason, please continue with your thoughts on cash.
Well, I'm ideologically against the government going and issuing all this money, regardless of whether it's cash or the digital currency, to pay for things that are beyond its scope, which is like at least 70% of what the federal government is currently spending. But like we were talking about before the break, at least in terms of something then that is recognized, that is more likely to be able to be exchanged then for smaller items that gold necessarily wouldn't be, or perhaps that you'd want to hold on to the gold more for it to appreciate in value even more as things get even worse, then that's where the paper currency would come in handy. And so the big thing that I've just realized, this is a fundamental thing of investing, is diversification, but I just realized it even more and really want to drive that point home, because as we're talking about that right now, it can be very convenient then to deal in electronic currencies, but still with the paper currencies, that is something where you do have the privacy. This is a big thing that people are pointing to with Bitcoin, but at least once you go and get it from the ATM or from the teller, then you do have relative privacy in terms of going and spending that cash. And it's going to be recognized that at least within the United States or whichever country, but in the United States, that it will be recognized. Now, the big thing is, the big risk, of course, is that it can really drop in value if it is based upon the ability of the United States to go and back it up primarily through honoring its debt obligations. So that is the big risk, is that you could, like you were talking about, hyperinflation is a real possibility, of course, in that case, if there is a big crisis situation. So that's why have it on hand, but be ready to go and exchange that for something that is more likely to appreciate in value in the perhaps short term. So then be ready to exchange that into silver as an example.
So let me ask you this. Are you advocating the purchase of silver at the current prices in the marketplace right now?
Well, now that I actually will have some money myself to go and buy some again, because I bought some over the past few years, but not recently, I'm personally considering going and buying silver, because I got in when it was around $10 an ounce. But then I bought some when it was around almost over $30 an ounce. But I'm looking actually to that. This is actually a really great potential. I know it's been talked about. Eric Sprott, I heard you talk about how he's predicting $50 silver. I would find that to be quite amazing if it got to that level, but I could absolutely see it going to $30 an ounce. So both as an investment in the short term and in the long term, I personally plan on buying some silver at this price.
Okay. Well, I keep buying it whenever I can, whenever it's available to me in a, you know, at a good value. You know, some people say they steal things, like meaning they bought it at a price way, way, way under market. I don't steal anything, and I don't want to. As a matter of fact, I don't set the price. When I buy things on eBay, I will bid and I'll set what I'm willing to pay for it. But I don't try to beat somebody down. What I try to do is I ask them what they'd like for it, and if I'm willing to pay that, I'll buy it. If I'm not, I'll say, you know, I appreciate it, but I'll pass. So I bought silver recently at 23, maybe even 22. I'm delighted with it. It's gone down right now. The current the market price, the spot price, is $19.46. If you add about 10% more for the premium, because no one wants to sell it at these low prices, it's going to cost a little over $21 to $22 an ounce for silver rounds. It might cost more for silver dollars, but I think it's a great way to go. And Mike Parsons, you and I were talking about silver, and what are your thoughts right now?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Folks, look at it like this. Regardless if you're the first or the last person to get on the ark or the first or the last person to be saved, you're dang glad that you got on the boat before the door closed, so get on board.
Okay. So you're and what I did years ago, we paid the penalty. We paid the penalty, and we cashed out of the Federal Reserve notes, the digits in the bank, and we moved toward tangible things like tractors, farmland, equipment, metals, things that are useful, oil filters, tools, wrenches, a backhoe, an automotive lift, trucks, things, fuel tanks, things that we need in order to survive. So that brings us to the Bitcoin. Now, there's some serious considerations when you talk about the Bitcoin. Jason, tell us what they are, please.
So the Bitcoins were introduced in January of 2009, and actually a lot of theory that was discussed by academics goes back to at least 1996. And it's a cryptocurrency, totally online, and it's decentralized. So what happens is that you have these different nodes of computers that are on the internet, and they're going and facilitating this cryptocurrency whereby they're either going and mining Bitcoins themselves. They get rewarded by participating in the facilitation of the transactions. And the thing is that people can go and buy them through exchanges. And there's more and more talk now about retailers accepting it. And some of the big highlighting features are that, and these are all the big points that I'm really a fan of it, though I do point to some negative aspects in my view. But the big things I like about it is that it's privately issued, because I think, you know, this is something really significant in terms of challenging the power of the government to go way beyond its boundaries. So this is a good thing that I like. Any privately issued currencies are fine by me, and that it's decentralized so that you don't have to go through some third party. It's just this network out there that's going and verifying transactions. And if one person isn't going to do it, there's going to be someone who will jump on board because it's advantageous for them to do so by getting some Bitcoins. And then there's infinitesimally low transaction costs that you look to PayPal, for instance, wants to take 2 or 3%. But here it's, you can transfer like $1 million and only pay maybe 6 cents on it is what it would cost to transfer that. So trying to find some other place that'll do that right now, you just pretty much can't find that, at least a reliable thing like Bitcoin, at least the way it's like internationally increasingly becoming recognized. And the high divisibility that it has, that it goes up to, even if Bitcoin goes up to $100 million worth, that you can still have 100 millionth of a Bitcoin and you could still go use that to buy a loaf of bread for $1 or whatever the price may be. And the other thing is that it's worldwide recognized. But then you look to some of the drawbacks, for sure, is the biggest thing is that if the internet goes down, then your Bitcoins are useless, whether for holding on as an investment or for transacting in them. Another drawback is what we've been seeing, whereby the governments are getting concerned about this now as a threat to their hegemony over controlling money. And just like with precious metals, but this is even more a risk, they can play all kinds of games, is that just shutting down these operations, and they're targeting the low-hanging fruit. So in the case of Silk Road, where they're being used to buy illegal drugs, whether you think that some of them should be illegal or not, but the governments in certain jurisdictions are going to move to shut them down. And so this is the thing, because of the relative anonymity, as long as you don't go and reveal your wallet ID, as long as you don't tie that to your name, then you're essentially anonymous. Now, the thing is that there is a public record of all the transactions, which this actually leads into talk about. There's a 1996 paper from the NSA actually talking about a system like Bitcoin. So there's talk about whether this was like set up so they could track buying patterns and that. And that's something to seriously consider. And I think a giveaway of whether that's the case is if you start noticing segments of the mass media going and pushing Bitcoin, that's when you have to start to wonder in that case of whether there's some other purpose behind it. But as long as you don't reveal that. Now, the thing is that governments, like in China, now they're going and requiring anyone, the exchanges they're dealing in Bitcoin, to require information about all the customers using it. And then just the past week, there was they announced that they wouldn't actually be accepting purchases of Bitcoins in yuan, their national currency there. So China, of course, being a big statist operation, they want to really limit Bitcoin because they want to go and rival the U.S. dollar eventually to the extent that they can. So this is the thing, the U.S., just like they crack down on the Liberty dollar, if they see the Bitcoin becoming a big threat, this is where the two immediate things will be, whether your Bitcoin values will suddenly drop in value as it did like 30% then when the Chinese announce these regulations that they wanted to have. Or another thing is that they can just go and seize the Bitcoin from some group saying, oh, you're some anti-government group, we're going to shut it down. But I think this is just the whole maturation of a market. I think it's really awakening people to what the stakes are here and how much the people who control these government-issued currencies to have their war machines. I think this just goes to show it's tipping their hand about really what these governments are all about. And I think that's at least a good educational opportunity. And for those people who are interested in making a quick buck, that there's actually a bunch of alternatives to Bitcoin, which are essentially same in principle, but it reminds me of the whole dot-com boom. So here's an opportunity for people to get involved in some of the lesser-known currencies that will suddenly go up if Bitcoin runs into problems, and then you can sell it off to make a quick buck.
Jason Erb's with us. Mike Parsons with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about Bitcoins. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about the word mining, and I'd like to talk about banking products, those two words, banking products, and then the mining term. We come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, when I was in the banking world back in the 1980s, one of the vice presidents of marketing came into the president's office, and I was there, and he said, "Hey, I've got this new product." And what he was talking about was a credit card with different terms and conditions and a different interest rate. And he referred to it as a product. And when I go to the local bank down the street in the next hamlet 20 miles away, they talk about some of the banking products that they have. They're not products. To me, they're a concept. A product might be a mug, a coffee mug, a tractor, a plow. That would be a product, something that's manufactured. Now, in the world of bitcoins, Jason Erb, they use the term mining. Now, when I think of mining, I think of heavy machinery, heavy equipment, excavation, maybe copper, silver, gold, lead, tin, those kinds of things being mined out of the ground. Now, we're using words, I believe, incorrectly. Now, I know you didn't invent the word mining, but mining for bitcoins, that seems like a misuse of the word. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it was deliberately chosen that way, the whole name of Bitcoin, to confer some real, you can call it intrinsic value to them. I think it was deliberately used as a marketing tool.
Yeah, just like that guy in marketing at the bank who, you know, came up with these products. Mike Parsons, what are your thoughts on the word mining? Because that word is being used. You can mine bitcoins with your computer. Come on.
Well,
Mike, what do you think?
We're living in an age right now where they certainly are masters at manipulations of the language, and whether it be in the legal realm in the courts or dealing with banking, yes. The common use language has been adulterated, and people are being deceived by these new definitions of words that they don't really understand. And the concepts are...
Let me share this with you, guys. This is a two-hour broadcast, 120 minutes, and I get ready at exactly... I mean, I'm ready to go just before the broadcast starts, but I connect to Genesis at the top of the hour to the second at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, 9 o'clock in the morning central, okay? And I'm on for 120 minutes exactly. Now, today, of that 120 minutes, 92 of them were via telephone because the internet was down. The internet was down. Now, Jason, I just want to drive this point home. If I needed to spend a Bitcoin, if I were buying something and it was time sensitive, and I needed to do it during those 92 minutes that the internet was down today, during this live broadcast, I'd be out of luck, wouldn't I?
Yes, and it's particularly a problem with Bitcoin right now. It's so volatile. Actually, if you look at bitcoincharts.com, that you have that the Bitcoin is traded in nearly a 30% band, higher or lower. So it's just an unbelievable volatility. And that's
Jason,
the thing.
I know that we're going to have to do this, you know, many times. This is not just a one-shot class. This is Bitcoin and investment and gold and silver 101. And I'd like to make sure that everyone understands. We'd love to have you back again and again and again. And you and I will work on that after this broadcast. We'll build the schedule. But this is really important because there are people who have lost 30% instantly because of the Chinese decision not to allow transactions in Bitcoins. It had worldwide impact a few days ago. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's why, in a way, it's generating so much more attention because of that. And actually, there was a major U.S. retailer that announced that, it's Overstock.com, that they have $1 billion mm-hmm. in sales. They're going to take Bitcoin starting the second half of next year, they say. But they mentioned that they'll continuously convert their Bitcoin stores into dollars so it doesn't lose money if the currency takes a sudden dive, which it's always taking a big dive.
Mike Parsons, you got the last word.
I think this Bitcoin is simply the revelation of a bartering system. They'll take anything other than the Federal Reserve note that appears to have some substantialness to it. I'd say Merry Christmas to all, and at some point you're going to have to get on the boat before the door closes. Sooner than later is a good idea.
Mike Parsons, thank you so much. Jason Erb, thank you so much. Brilliant discussion on gold, silver, Bitcoins, cash, and alternative methods of trading. And that's what we need to do, class. We need to find alternatives to the federal government's machine. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Jake.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.